This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 63, Get the Job in English, how to ask about the status of your application.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation. Now here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel, coming to you from Boston, Massachusetts, USA. In today's episode, you're going to hear how to follow up on your interview by phone in English without being pushy. Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
It's great. Everything's great, Gabby. How about you?
Going well, thank you.
Glad to hear it.
So yesterday in our meeting Monday, we had English with Joe, or Joe from English with Joe, show. And she was talking about how she got a job working with the royal family.
That was incredible.
It was really interesting
so
to hear.
So cool.
So just to quickly summarize, Joe is from Australia. She went to England and she applied for a lot of different jobs. And she interviewed for a job that she didn't really know what it was. It was kind of secret. She interviewed 3 times, and then it took 3 months to hear back.
Such a long time.
Long time to wait. But finally, they said, okay, we'll hire you. And by the way, it's for the royal family.
Crazy.
So I guess it was worth the wait.
I guess it was. But if that ever happens to you guys, I'm not sure if you were actually applying for a job here in the U.S., if it would take that long. That's kind of an exception. But you might go in for an interview, and then you might not hear back for 2, 3, even 4 weeks.
Yeah.
So how would you call to check up on the status of your application? That's what we want to talk about today.
Yeah. We're going to do a little role play to show you how we would do it.
Yeah. So here we go.
Cool.
This is All Ears English.
Hi, this is Gabby Wallace. Could I speak with Lindsay McMahon?
Oh, yes, this is Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay. I just wanted to follow up on our interview that we had a week and a half ago. I wanted to thank you for your time, and I also just wanted to find out where we are in the process as far as what the next step might be.
Oh, yes, Gabby, thanks so much for calling to follow up. I really enjoyed our conversation. It was fantastic getting to know you and learning about your experience teaching English and all of your qualifications. So at this point, thank you for calling, by the way. And at this point, we're actually checking up on some references.
Great.
To learn a bit more about your background and what you've done in the field, chat with some of your references. And so we will definitely get back to you within the next 10 days to talk about a possible follow-up interview.
Okay, perfect. Is there any other information that you need from me?
Yeah, so at this point I have contact information for 2 of your references. I have a great letter of recommendation, and I've also got your cover letter and your resume. So I think now I have all of the information that I need.
Okay, great. Well, I'm really hoping that I could work with All Ears English. So I really look forward to hearing back from you. So I'll just wait for your call or your
email,
right?
I will be in touch if we're going to have a follow-up interview. So we hope to speak with you soon.
Great. Thanks so much and have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, that was great.
So yeah, just a little role play where I don't know if I was clear in the beginning, but I was calling to check up on my job application for All Ears English. So, you know, obviously we're just role playing and, you know, maybe
Gabby's not really applying for a job.
Yeah. So I mean that's typically what I would do to follow up. And I think it is I recommend following up if you haven't heard after a week or so.
Yeah, it kind of helps you to stand out and also tells the employer that you are indeed interested. Sometimes the employer doesn't know if you're interested in the job.
Yeah, exactly. And they get really busy too, so I think it's good to just take that initiative.
Absolutely.
Cool.
All right. That was fun. Thank you.
Thanks, Lindsay. If you want to connect with us,
come to our website, allearsenglish.com/win. That's W-I-N. We want to share the 4 ways to win at English. So again, come to allearsenglish.com/win to connect with us and learn the 4 ways to win at English.
If you liked Put Your Ears Into English with Lindsay and Gabby, be sure to subscribe to the podcast audio in iTunes for free on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks for listening to the All Ears English podcast. See you next time.